At 6:06, it is fair and 60 degrees in Tulsa. We should have a high today of 74. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, not all of the Tulsa City Councilors are on board with the mayor's plan to use the former Four to Fix the County tax to fund local police and fire operations. Here's our Marshall Stewart.
Councilors and Mayor Bartlett all agree public safety is a priority. The mayor's proposing using a 0.167% sales tax for additional cops and firefighters. District 9 Councilor G.T. Bynum doesn't disagree with the goal, just the method proposed to get there.
The mayor and I are both trying to accomplish the exact same goal, which is increasing the manpower. I think we just have different opinions as to how that can be accomplished.
Bynum says officers can be added by reprioritizing existing funds. Fiscal discussions are underway among councilors. A new budget must be approved by the end of June. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Utah-based Levitt Partners say Insure Oklahoma could be reworked to help almost 200,000 Oklahomans afford health insurance. Insure Oklahoma currently uses Medicaid money to help buy insurance for about 30,000 people. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid say Insure Oklahoma must be changed in order to keep its funding past this year. Well, the problems with this year's end-of-session state school tests are causing big headaches for school districts all across Oklahoma. The McGraw-Hill server failed in the middle of the test. Sand Springs Assistant Superintendent Sherry Durkee says it also causes very high anxiety for the students.
It creates tons of anxiety. They know it's high stakes. They know it's meaningful. They know it impacts their ability to graduate. And so when they start in the ninth grade with Algebra 1 and then their sophomore year with the others, they know that they have to pass. And so it makes a huge impact on their anxiety level.
She says in the Sand Springs District, 150 tests were declared invalid because of the crash. What's going to cost you more this morning to fill that gas tank while you were sleeping? Gasoline prices went up a dime a gallon in Tulsa. Regular unleaded this morning is selling for $3.49. Testing continues for patients of Dr. Scott Harrington who are concerned about being exposed to blood-borne diseases. Tulsa Health Department spokeswoman Caitlin Snyder says only one new case of hepatitis C has been detected since the last update, and no new cases of hepatitis B.
We're really seeing a slowdown in the number of individuals who are coming into our health department and county health departments across the state for testing.
The number of HIV infections remains at 3 to date. More than 3,800 former patients of Dr. Harrington have been tested. A hearing is slated to get underway in northeastern Oklahoma for a man accused of helping his late mother and others avoid prosecution in the disappearance death of three females back in 1992. Grover Pruitt Jr. of Bristow is expected to be arraigned later today in Creek County. Pitcher, Oklahoma is a ghost town. 5 years ago, it was a community in turmoil. Mine shafts dot the landscape and piles of chat surround the town. The federal government was in the process of buying out the town's residents when an EF4 tornado leveled the community. Red Cross volunteer Linda Jones remembers the people hurt by flying chat picked up by the twister's winds.
Maybe they didn't have bad injuries, but they had a lot of chat. There was a lot of debris from those hills that damaged, you know, their skin.
Six people died in the tornado. Today is the fifth anniversary of that Pitcher tornado. Our weather forecast, patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild. A high today of 74, partly clear tonight, 52 for a low. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 60. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.